Hi, and welcome to Hear Hope. Thank you for pressing play today. If you've ever felt like life just randomly picked you for something you didn't feel ready for, this episode is for you. I want to tell you about the first time I realized that hope can show up through your own voice, about how going to daily mass for peace turned into being asked to read scripture, and how saying yes to something scary led me right here. So take a deep breath with me. You're not alone. Let's hear hope together. I've been through a lot in life, and through all of it, the one thing that kept me going was hope. For the longest time, my peace was daily mass. I wasn't looking for anything big. I just needed that quiet time with God. That was my routine. That was my safe place. And then, something random happened. I was chosen to read the scripture readings at a community chapel at Radio Veritas Asia. Me. I didn't plan it. I didn't audition for it. I was just there and someone asked me. At first, I was nervous because I didn't even know I had that kind of voice. But the moment I started reading, something shifted. I felt peace. A different kind of peace. Like, maybe this is part of why I'm here. And then it happened again. I was asked to do voiceovers for God is Real segment on Radio Veritas Asia's Facebook page. And that's when it hit me. Sometimes hope doesn't come in loud ways. Sometimes it comes as a random invitation. Sometimes it's God saying, I see you. Use your voice. I'm still learning, I'm still growing, but I'm so grateful that I said yes, because now I get to be here with you. Thank you for sitting here with me. If this episode spoke to you, I hope you carry one small piece of hope with you today. Remember, you can hear it and you can find it here. I'm Hazel, and you're not alone. I'll see you in the next episode of Hear Hope.